app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. When the shooting stopped, a teacher at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison, Wisconsin, and a teenage student were dead. Police say the 15-year-old shooter, a female student, then took her own life. Police Chief Sean Barnes.
A second grade student called 911 to report a shooting had occurred at school. Don't let that soak in for a minute. A second grade student called 911.
Six people had to be taken to hospitals, two remain in critical condition, and two others have been released. Chief Barnes asking the public.
The Madison Police Department is aware that people are hoping to hold a vigil at the school tonight. We're asking you not to do that as this location is still an active crime scene.
Motive unknown. A judge has rejected President-elect Donald Trump's bid to dismiss his New York election interference conviction tied to a hush money payment. CBS's Graham Cates on what's next.
The judge in the case has to rule on Trump's motion to dismiss based on his election to the presidency. And he also has to make his announcement about what he wants to do about sentencing.
CBS's Tom Hansen has more on drone sightings that now stretch as far west as Ohio. He says Monmouth County, New Jersey is ramping up its documentation of the sightings.
They are compiling a heat map where they are basically documenting every single report that comes their way. And slowly but surely, we are seeing this entire county or large swaths of this county becoming covered by the calls that are coming in. There's such a high volume of calls.
With the end of the Assad regime, many are worried about what could play out in Syria. CBS's Holly Williams reports from eastern Syria.
The American-backed forces are worried that the collapse of the Syrian regime in Damascus and a power vacuum that may develop in its aftermath could give ISIS an opportunity to try and stage a comeback. There are even concerns that ISIS could try to join up with some of the rebel forces that toppled the regime.
I pop by the sailor man.
Popeye the Sailor and the Belgian Boy reporter Tintin lead the class of characters and works of art becoming public domain on January 1, 2025. The U.S. copyright also expires on creations from 1929, including novels from Faulkner and Hemingway. A Senate report alleges Amazon rejected warehouse safety recommendations due to productivity concerns. The report says at least two internal Amazon studies have found a relationship between worker speed and injuries in the warehouses. Amazon says the report is wrong on the facts. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Seth here, host of Over the Back Fence. We're on the air live every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., taking your calls to buy or sell, talk local events, or whatever, only on WFHR.
Packers defeat the Seahawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Green Bay led 20-6 at the half and went on to win 30-13 over the Seahawks in Seattle. The Packers defense, 7 quarterback sacks, special teams with a good kick return and 3 field goals. On offense, wide receiver Romeo Doubs back from a concussion with 2 touchdown catches.
That's just part of us just getting better collectively as a core. Yeah, I just look forward to progress, cleaning up the details on tape and just moving on to the next opponent.
Quarterback Jordan Love.
Coming out fast. Putting up some touchdowns early. You know, defense doing a great job getting the ball back for us. But, you know, that's when we're at our best is starting fast, getting the ball, putting up points, and going from there.
Packers linebacker Quay Walker left the game with an ankle injury. Seahawks quarterback Geno Smith having an MRI on his right knee after being sacked in the third quarter. Sam Howell took over the rest of the game. NBA, the Bucks getting ready to face the Thunder in the NBA Cup Finals in Vegas. Tip-off time tomorrow night at 7:30 with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Moana 2 remained king of the box office last weekend. In its third weekend of release, the film pulled in over $26 million, putting it in first place yet again. Moana 2 and Wicked have a nice little competition going. Even though Moana 2 broke records, it might not catch Wicked when it comes to the total take. Wicked has pulled in $359 million domestically, and Moana 2 is at $337 million. They are neck and neck, which might be too much of a deficit for Moana 2 to overcome when it comes to the holiday season box office champ. Wicked remains strong at the Gate, also finishing in second place last week with $22.5 million. Action-adventure film Kraven the Hunter, starring Russell Crowe and Aaron Taylor-Johnson, is a box office dud, finishing with a disappointing $11 million in its first week of release. Gladiator 2 held strong in fourth place with $7.5 million, and the new animated Lord of the Rings film finished in fifth place with a disappointing total of less than $5 million. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloudy skies, gusty west winds up around 30 miles per hour in the overnight as temperatures drop into the middle 20s. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies, gusty northwest winds, highs in the upper 20s to near 30, a little bit of light snow Tuesday night. Currently 35 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. Our old friend Trigvi Olsen in the guest host chair. And if I make it back in time, I'll join you live as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
Locally grown radio. WFHR.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, hey, it's a brand new week. And, well, I was going to say a beautiful day. It's kind of gray here, but the sun will be coming out. I hope all is well with you wherever you are. We've got a lot to talk about here today. Were it not for white supremacy, America would have single-payer health care following on the national conversation coming out of the assassination of Brian Thompson. Also, it's a dark day for journalism when the so-called news rolls over. We'll get into that. And a leak at United Health reveals a strategy to cut a crucial treatment for kids. Yeah, all in the name of more profits, of course. What a surprise. In the second hour of our program, the spineless, greedy CEO fascist lining up to kiss Trump's ass. This is actually a pretty urgent issue. Also, even the grifters are getting grifted in Trump's America. And geeky science, there's something you can do to keep your brain young. Pretty amazing stuff, too, actually. And in our third hour, Dean Obidala will be with us for a half hour. Where are the Dems at, and where do we need to go from here? A lot to talk about today. Just to start out, I've talked about this a number of times in the program, so I'm not going to do a huge, long, deep dive here, but I just wanted to point out that back in 1885, Germany got the world's first single-payer healthcare system. And a fellow came from Germany to the United States in the 1890s. Frederick Hoffman was his name. And married into a wealthy, white, racist Georgia family, plantation family. And ultimately became vice president of Prudential Insurance Company. And spent his entire career, he died in the 1940s, he died in 1946, spent his entire career traveling around the country, testifying to Congress and speaking in state houses and testifying in favor of legislation, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, arguing that black people were so genetically inferior that if we simply denied them, if the nation simply denied them health care, that within a couple of generations they would all die off and fade out and that would be the end of the race problem in America. And so the solution was to make sure that there was no national health insurance program, because if it was administered by the government, it would be harder to make it segregated. And segregation was legal in the United States right up until the 1960s. And in fact, the single largest desegregation program that America ever had was Medicare in 1965-66. So, because Medicare required hospitals to desegregate, to allow treatment for black people, up until 65, black people were routinely prevented from entering white hospitals all over the United States. And Martin Luther King and a group of activists traveled around the country bringing black people into hospitals with, fake emergencies, to see if the hospital would refuse to see them. And when they did, they were threatened with losing their Medicare money. And, you know, hundreds of hospitals suddenly desegregated in 1 year because of the Medicare program, because of Lyndon Johnson's Medicare program. So anyhow, the bottom line is that Teddy Roosevelt in 1915 tried to get single-payer health care in the United States. Harry Truman in the 1940s tried to get single-payer health care in the United States. Jack Kennedy proposed single-payer health care in the United States. Lyndon Johnson proposed single-payer health care in the United States. Jimmy Carter talked about it. Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton had a plan for single-payer health care. It never got beyond the plan stage. And Barack Obama gave us, Obamacare, which mandated everybody in. It would have covered everybody in the country. And the people who couldn't afford it would have been covered by Medicaid. Then the Supreme Court intervened and said, no, you can't have a mandate. And no, states don't have to provide Medicaid to poor people. And so as a result, we now have a handful, about a dozen red states that have not expanded Medicaid. And as a result of that, we've got over 20 million people with no insurance whatsoever in the United States. And all of this tracks back to Frederick Hoffman's theory that if we simply kept health care away from black people, eventually that would solve the race problem in America. And the reason that all the European countries and South and Central American countries that have, and Asian countries, Taiwan in particular, South Korea, Japan, that have single-payer health insurance programs or something similar, have all-in national health care programs, is that, you know, they had not enslaved people. They did not have a large population that they were frankly trying to kill off, as, you know, America had, and you had the Ku Klux Klan and white supremacists and racists literally trying to kill off the black population of America. And when they weren't trying to kill them off, of course, they were trying to keep them suppressed, oppressed, you know, fill in the blank. So here we are. Meanwhile, ABC News, what the hell is going on here? Jeff Tiedrich, I think, has the take on this that it is probably the best description of what actually is going on. And I think it's a really good description. He points out, you know, Donnie is an adjudicated rapist. How do we know this? Because Judge Kaplan told us so. This is a direct quote from Judge Lewis A. Kaplan, the judge who presided over the E. Jean Carroll rape trial, or defamation trial, excuse me. Quote, the finding Ms. Carroll failed to prove that she was raped within the meaning of the New York penal law does not mean she failed to prove Mr. Trump raped her, as many people commonly understand the word rape. Indeed, as the evidence at trial makes clear, the jury found Mr. Trump, in fact, did exactly that. Now, when the judge in the case says Trump did exactly that, and that is rape of E. Jean Carroll, I think that you can safely argue that Donald Trump was successfully held liable for rape, which is what George Stephanopoulos said. So why did Disney roll over, issue a written apology to Donald Trump, kiss his ass, and promise to send $15 million to a future Trump library? Why did they do this? You know, it's not like there's some, you know, hapless contractor, as Jeff Tiedrich says, who doesn't have the deep pockets to afford fighting a lawsuit or, you know, against Trump. And Trump has been involved in over 4,000 lawsuits in his felonious life. He's lost 93% of them, according to Jeff Tiedrich. But Tiedrich notes, why did ABC News fold? Because they're owned by Disney. And Disney has one rule above all others: protect the mouse. Which also translates into protect the profits. He points out, he said, Disney won't do anything that would harm their bottom line, and that means forcing ABC News to abrogate the responsibility to tell the truth. Screw the news. And here we go. This is a quote from a news report. Quote, Deborah O'Connell, the Disney executive who directly oversees ABC News, dined with Mr. Trump's incoming chief of staff, Susie Wiles, in Palm Beach last Monday, according to two people briefed on their interaction. Right. So here we've got the publisher of the Washington Post giving Donald Trump $1 million to his his inauguration slush fund. You've got the billionaire, the billionaire owner of Twitter, now X, having given Donald Trump $277 million in support to get him elected. You've got Mark Zuckerberg now giving him a million dollars. I mean, it's just they're just rolling over one after another in an effort to get on Trump's good side because, you know, they know what's coming. We all know what's coming. I mean, it started this morning. Trump is on every television network right now, lying through his teeth. Hey, oh, yeah, we built 500 miles of a wall. No, they built 60 miles of new wall. The rest of it was replacement, roughly 60 miles. The guy can't talk without lying, and we're in for 4 years of this? Oh, my God.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
United Healthcare cutting treatment to kids? I'll tell you about that after.
Do you love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you one free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Shh, do you want to hear a secret? You have to keep it between us. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association is currently accepting nominations for the WBA Local Broadcast Legends Award. We'd like your help in nominating one of our community's best, Pamela Hilke. Here's where you come in. If you or someone you know is directly affected by the work Pam has done at WFHR over the last 47 years, send an email describing the reasons you want to nominate Pam to Laura Berg, Laura.Berg at civicmedia.us. And thank you for keeping this our little secret.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a thought about whether fancy cookware is worth your hard-earned dollars. I love cooking, so I have done a lot of research to figure out what is worth my money. One thing I know, fancy nonstick is a no-go. Don't do it. Nonstick pans wear out after a year, maybe two. Once the surface of the pan gets all scrapey-scratchy, you gotta throw it out and you gotta replace it. I replace mine roughly once a year. Here's another tip. Don't buy a set of pans. Buy the cookware you need one piece at a time as you need it. For most tasks in my house, cheap cast iron is the go-to. I like it from a yard sale, but if you got to buy new at the store, you can do that too. And this leaves room to say, yeah, if you love to cook, a high-end all-clad or Le Creuset pot, that is the occasional treat that I think can be worth it. Although I would still wait for them to go on sale. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. This is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Ho-ho, the holidays are here, and it's time to pick a present from the grown-up gift list with Civic Media's statewide text-to-win contest. Listen while you work for the keywords to text for your chance to win $100 cash, an overnight vacation at Chula Vista Resort, and be entered to win one of the grand prizes, a robot vacuum, new luggage, humidifier, espresso machine, and more on the grown-up gift list at civicmedia.us. Just download the Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 11, 1, and 4 for your chance to win in the statewide contest. Ho-ho-ho!
Hi, this is Beth, your new host for The Kitchen is Open, the award-winning show within the morning show. Each Monday morning at 9 a.m., we'll tackle topics, teach techniques, and tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners with insight on what it takes to make it in the food industry. Listen as I work with James, Seth, and others as we learn, laugh, and have fun. The Kitchen is Open. Same kitchen, new host.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, you ever try to get your cholesterol numbers down with diet and exercise? And it can be a challenge, right? Well, your best source for supporting healthy cholesterol levels is Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Superbarine is an amazing plant-based supplement from nature, formulated with an ingredient that not only helps support your metabolism, but also helps support healthy cholesterol levels nearly three times more effectively than diet and exercise alone. You heard that right. Three times more effectively. Plus, clinically studied berberine has been shown to have nearly 10 times higher absorption than standard berberine. I feel great after taking Superbarine, and I always remember to take my one capsule a day, every day. This is a great supplement. Use the best source for your heart health, Superbarine Advanced Cholesterol Support. Go over to superbarine.com, and to get 15% off and save even more on bundles, use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M. That's Superbarine, B-E-R-I-N-E, superbarine.com. And to get 15% off, use that code TOM, T-H-O-M.
They turn healthcare to profit and people to pain. A system of power built on divide, where race and oppression walk side by side. They feared equality, they feared what was fair, so they built up a system that didn't care. While others found healing in unity's light, we let greed and bigotry take the fight. Oh, the hidden history they tried to erase, where racism and profit kept us in this place. While others gave healing to all who were near, we sold out our future to power and fear. The cries of the sick met the coldest reply. As the wealthy grew richer, the poor asked why. The answer was written in policies cruel.
Welcome back. 22 minutes past the hour. The headline over at, Annie Waldman writing for ProPublica, you know, the investigative journalism site that, you know, if you're looking for a good charity before Christmas, this is right at the top of my list. I donate to ProPublica. I encourage you to as well. Leaked documents show that United Health is aggressively targeting the treatment of thousands of children with autism across the country in an effort to cut costs. Now, there's a type of therapy for autistic kids. It's called applied behavior analysis, ABA. And it actually works. It has, you know, I mean, there's just like all kinds of studies. Even United Healthcare itself says, and I quote, this is from an internal document, quote, applied behavior analysis is the evidence-based gold standard treatment for those with medically necessary needs. So it works. But advocates told ProPublica the insurer's strategy may be violating federal law. Here's the detail of this. This is just mind-boggling. ProPublica, I'll just quote from the article here. ProPublica has obtained what is effectively the company's strategic playbook. It's developed by Optum, the division that manages mental health benefits for United. In internal reports, the company acknowledges that the therapy called applied behavior analysis is the evidence-based gold standard treatment for those with medically necessary needs. But the company's costs have climbed as the number of children diagnosed with autism has ballooned. In the last two decades, it's gone from 1 in 150 kids to 1 in 36 kids. So Optum, again, this from the article. So Optum is, quote, pursuing market-specific action plans to limit children's access to the treatment, the report said. Key opportunities are outlined in bullets in the documents. They include, number one, preventing new providers from joining the network. So if you're a therapist who you know, does applied behavior analysis, then they're not going to let you join their network, number one. Number two, terminate existing providers. So if you're providing this therapy, we're going to get you, we're going to start refusing to pay you. And number three, deal with the cost outliers. In other words, the people who do a lot of applied behavior analysis. The company is, again, reading from the report, the company has calculated that in some states, this reduction could impact more than two-fifths of its ABA therapy provider groups in-network and up to 19% of its patients in therapy. They see this as a good thing, right? We can get rid of 19% of our patients. So Optum, whose parent company is United Health Group, earned $22 billion in net profits last year, is, quote, heavily investing, end quote, in its plan to save millions by limiting access to such care. United Health, which, you know, over the last decade has bought back billions, I believe over $100 billion worth of its own stock. I'll, you know, double check that number on me, but I saw that in at least one media report in the last couple of days. And of course, you know, companies buy back their stocks to artificially inflate the stock price so that their executives can, you know, hit their bonuses and things, executives who are compensated with stock. So this is wild. I mean, this is just, you know, one more example, just one more friggin' example of how we have a system in the United States, as I was laying out, that was put into place in the first place because it was believed that private health insurance could prevent black people from getting care. And the private health insurance companies have gotten so big and so powerful. And now that the Supreme Court, or at least five Republicans on the U.S. Supreme Court in 2010 in Citizens United, with Clarence Thomas being the tie-breaking vote, Clarence Thomas, who at that time was on the take to the tune of millions of dollars from billionaires, the Supreme Court ruled that giving money to politicians to do what you want is no longer considered bribery. It is now considered free speech and is protected by the First Amendment. And so now we've got health insurance giants who have the legal ability to bribe politicians who have been successful since, you know, arguably 1915, certainly in a big way since the 60s, 1960s, at preventing America from getting a national health care system that would keep us all healthy. But instead, what you've got is giant health insurance corporations that have healthy profits. Yes, profits over people. What a surprise. So what's on your mind today? I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Lines open, as they say in the radio business. I'll pick up your calls in just a moment.
Met a single person in your life that enjoys paying taxes? No, no one does. If you can't sleep at night because you have a huge problem with the IRS, I've got some free advice for you. This service is strictly limited to individuals that owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes. And if you qualify, we can guarantee that you won't be writing a big fat check to the IRS, or our services cost you nothing. The first 100 people that call today will get a free tax consultation worth $500. Stop worrying about your IRS problem. We can help you, we promise. Call the tax doctor right now. I mean right now to learn more.
800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. 800-554-0206. That's 800-554-0206.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. Two people are dead and six others wounded after a shooting at a Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin. Madison Police Chief Sean Barnes on the suspect.
She was a student at the school, and evidence suggests she died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Others are fighting for their lives.
Six other students and a teacher were injured and taken to area hospitals. Two students remain in critical condition and have life-threatening injuries.
New York Judge Juan Merchan has ruled President Trump's felony convictions for falsifying business records in his hush money case should not be tossed out.
The judge found that the conviction could stand and that the Supreme Court's decision regarding presidents and former presidents and their immunity from criminal prosecution did not bar liability in this case.
CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson. Trump's lawyers have asked for the case to be dismissed, citing the Supreme Court. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Lisa Kudrow is not a fan of AI and let Tom Hanks know about it. Kudrow appeared on the Armchair Expert podcast and referenced Hanks' recent film, Here, in which AI helped depict Hanks and co-star Robin Wright over the course of several decades. Kudrow criticized Hanks and director Robert Zemeckis, saying it could affect the need for actors and that it was an endorsement for AI, adding that it might not ruin everything, but you will basically just be licensing actors' images and not letting them actually act. There is a new teaser trailer for White Lotus Season 3. The third installment of the show will be set in Thailand. Mike White returns as the show's creator and will also direct the season as he did the previous two. Season 3 stars Carrie Coons, Leslie Bibb, Parker Posey, and Walton Goggins. Season 2 won the Emmy for Best Drama Series. Season 3 drops February 16th on HBO. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Moana 2 remained king of the box office last weekend. In its third weekend of release, the film pulled in over $26 million, putting it in first place yet again. Moana 2 and Wicked have a nice little competition going. Even though Moana 2 broke records, it might not catch Wicked when it comes to the total take. Wicked has pulled in $359 million domestically, and Moana 2 is at $337 million. They are neck and neck, which might be too much of a deficit for Moana 2 to overcome when it comes to the holiday season box office champ. Wicked remains strong at the gate, also finishing in second place last week with $22.5 million. Action-adventure film Kraven the Hunter, starring Russell Crowe and Aaron Taylor-Johnson, is a box office dud, finishing with a disappointing $11 million in its first week of release. Gladiator 2 held strong in fourth place with $7.5 million, and the new animated Lord of the Rings film finished in fifth place with a disappointing total of less than $5 million. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Cloudy skies, gusty west winds up around 30 miles per hour in the overnight as temperatures drop into the middle 20s. On Tuesday, mostly cloudy skies, gusty northwest winds, highs in the upper 20s to near 30, a little bit of light snow Tuesday night. It's 33 at our studios.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Fleet.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
The Todd Alba Show.
Pat Kreitlow, all your time in the media, television, radio, what have you, what was one or two of the oddest things that people were complaining about?
As a TV anchor, your hair.
You have some of the finest hair around. How could anybody criticize your hair?
Oh, well, because a consultant forced me to change it.
Were there focus groups?
I'm not aware of any focus groups other than the audience, which universally hated it. It was a bowl haircut.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pat Kreitlow.
On Tuesday, dairy farmer Hans Breitenmoser fills us in on last weekend's convention of the Wisconsin Farmers Union. And welcome back, Chi-Chi's.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
Where humanity forbids Mr. Trump. You
four minutes past the hour.
Just for chewing on
I just had to, for almost a little over a half hour, Trump was continuously on TV. Oh, my God. You know, we're in for the Trump show. What can I say? Dave in Federal Way, Washington. Hey, Dave, what's on your mind today?
Hey, not too much, Tom. Hey, this is going to be my last call because I am truly persona non grata now. Look, people keep saying...
Your persona?
No, I am a man without a country, Tom. Look. We're all living in my opinion, we are all living in an illusion. All right. This is a common thing that happens when authoritarian regimes rise. All dictators can reduce the price of eggs, Tom. They all can. But anyways, there's an economy of fascism that's setting in. And there's no way we're going to stop it. Okay. I'm cynical. All right. That's why I'm persona non grata. But here's the deal. Here's what I wanted to say is these CEOs have fiduciary responsibility. The poor, unfortunate guy that died was an accountant, Tom. He was an accountant. He has to, if they want to pilfer profits from
wages, are you talking about the CEO of United Health? Is that what you're talking about?
Brian Thompson. Yeah. Brian Thompson, the guy that everybody is saying, oh, we've lost our moral compass. Yeah. I'm sorry he died. I'm sorry kids and defenseless people in Gaza are dying. This is what happens, okay? We can wave our little moral compass and our Bibles around. It doesn't matter, okay? Keith Kellogg is Trump's advisor to the Ukraine. This is what's not going to matter. His plan is if Ukraine doesn't come to the table, they're going to withhold arms and ammunition and betray a democracy. If Russia doesn't come to the table, they're going to escalate. Look, Russia has no reason to come to the table. Zero, zilch, nada. And if they do, they will come to the table based upon a lie, one dictator to another.
I think they do have a reason to come to the table, Dave. They've lost 5,000 tanks. They're losing about 100 a month, and they can only produce 30 a month. Their economy is in the crapper. Inflation is out of control. Inflation's running at 9% right now in Russia. He has what, 500,000 casualties and about 100,000 dead. Putin is in big trouble. I think he needs to come to the table.
Yeah, but Tom, look, secretly Trump is going to say, look, keep all that land you've got on the Arctic. There's a quid pro quo that's going to be secret that we're not going to know about. And what's this going to do? There's a little country with nuclear weapons called Pakistan. India believes it belongs to them. All right. Trump has opened Pandora's box, all right? But I don't want to be too cynical. I just want to throw out one last final thing. I had a dream, Tom. I'm from Washington State. In my dream, I was hovering over a land. It was the most beautiful land I ever saw. At the end of my dream, I figured it out. It was California, and there were no roads. There was a liberal. It was a paradise. It was a liberal place, Tom. Anyways, I'm just throwing that out there because the psychological attacks on liberals are about to happen. If you want to call someone crazy, it's better to call Dave crazy. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Dave.
Right.
Thank you. Carol in Manassas, Pennsylvania. Hey, Carol, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. I personally am very frightened at the prospect of a Trump presidency because I think that I agree with the 97 psychiatrists who believe that he has a serious personality disorder called malignant narcissism.
I agree.
And I think they're right. And that's the kind of personality disorder that I really believe is dangerous to this country. When you give a man that filled with hatred and vengeance, if you give him the kind of power that he'll have as our president, I mean, God forbid, he's going to lock people up. He's talking about locking up the committee that investigated January 6th, and he's going to lock up people like you. And it just terrifies me to think that we have a man coming into office in January with that kind of disorder. He may not be demented, but he does have that disorder. And he's going to do great damage. And I heard you say, at least I thought I heard you say, this is my question, that Biden has the authority to implement the Insurrection Act.
Yes.
And prevent him from becoming president. Now, is that possible? And I'll take your answer off the air.
It would be possible, but it would involve changing our form of government, and Biden's not going to do that. Biden is an institutionalist. Biden believes in America and believes in American institutions, and so he's not going to upend our country by, you know, preventing Trump from becoming president. Trump will be president, assuming he lives until January 20th, and I see no reason not to assume that. He seems to be in pretty good health. So, you know, we're just going to have to make the best of it. My sense of it is that, on the one hand, he's going to lie his way through this and, you know, make himself popular in some ways. And he may actually, you know, some good things may come out of this. You know, Bob Kennedy is talking about going after ultra-processed foods and the obesity epidemic in America, for example. But, you know, I think that many of the policies he's talking about are really going to rip this country apart. And it's early days. It's way too early to tell. I mean, we'll know by the end of January. But I'm of the opinion that he's going to lose the House and probably the Senate, in 2026. And then basically be a lame duck for the last 2 years. And that, you know, the next president in 2028 will be a Democrat. And we'll be able to put America back together. Because, you know, I think the pressure has been to change the system. And this was since the end of the Bush administration, we have been looking at change elections. Americans have been wanting change. They have been wanting, they get it. Neoliberalism has not been working. We had 40 years of it, you know, when George Bush was in office. And Americans figured out we're getting screwed by Reaganism. We're getting screwed by a massive income inequality. We're getting screwed by the billionaires taking all of our money. We're getting screwed by giant corporate monopolies. We're getting screwed by, you know, five companies controlling 80 or 90% of our food market, by four airlines controlling the air market, by a handful of companies controlling our internet access and our telephone services. By a handful of giant companies controlling our pharmaceuticals, by a handful of companies controlling our health insurance industries. I mean, you name it. I wrote an entire book about this, The Hidden History of American Monopoly. And Americans have figured this out, and they keep voting for what they think is going to be change. In 2016, they thought Donald Trump was going to bring change and that Hillary Clinton was the defender of the status quo. And by and large, she was, by the way. And so they voted for change, but it wasn't the kind of change that they wanted. In 2020, they said, okay, we want change, you know, the American people. You know, Trump screwed up the economy. He screwed up the dealing with the pandemic. 500,000 Americans died unnecessarily. We voted him out. We voted Joe Biden in. Joe Biden actually brought us the change that we've been wanting. But he and the Democratic Party were so friggin' incompetent at communicating it. I mean, Donald Trump was on TV for 45 minutes this morning. Joe Biden should have been doing that every single day for the last 4 years. And he utterly failed at doing that. He turned our economy around. He turned COVID around. He put America back on the right track. He was the first president to walk a picket line. He did all the right things, but he did not communicate them because he believed that, well, the New York Times, that's their job. ABC, NBC, CBS, that's their job. No, that's they don't think that's their job anymore. They think that their job is to chase, advertising revenue. Period, full stop. And so the New York Times is going to put up the most clickbaity headlines they can, and the news networks are going to carry whoever, performs best on television. And that turns out to be Donald Trump. I'm telling you, if Joe Biden had simply communicated, if Jamie Harrison had simply communicated, if Chuck Schumer, who just got reelected as the head of the Democrats in the Senate, God save us, if Chuck Schumer had simply communicated, Chuck Schumer needs to take a Dale Carnegie course and learn how to give a speech without reading it with his cheaters hanging half off his nose. I mean, we've got a gerontocracy running the Democratic Party right now. If the Democrats had simply communicated what they were doing, Donald Trump would not be our incoming president. If Kamala Harris had simply embraced change in a big way, because keep in mind, more than half of Americans thought we were in a recession when they went to the polls, including a lot of Democrats. If she had, enough of my rant. You've heard this before. 45 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up your calls on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Talk media for the sane among us. I'll be right back with your calls.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
This holiday season, visit Boot Barn for top quality gifts that pay tribute to the lasting heritage of the West. From handcrafted cowboy boots and American-made felt hats to leather jackets, our in-store experts will help guide you as you shop, assisting with boot fitting and providing complimentary hat shaping. This holiday, share a piece of the American spirit. Boot Barn. Unwrap the West.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
The morning show on WFHR. It's comedy?
I think for me, one of the quick ones that I have is like telling time on an analog clock.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it takes me a minute.
It takes me a minute.
That was funny.
Yeah.
That was at least groan worthy. At least groan worthy.
So I needed a minute for it to sink in.
No, that was funny. That was good.
Every weekday morning from 8 to 10, only on 97.5 FM, WFHR.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip about saving money when you are renting a car. So you know how you get to the rental counter and then they ask you if you want to prepay for gas so you don't have to bring the car back full? Well, I used to get sweaty in those moments as I wasn't sure what the right money choice was. Prepaying for gas at the rental counter? Not worth it. First off, rental companies often charge more per gallon on the prepay than local gas stations do at the pump. And even if they're about equal, fees or taxes on your rental can tip the scales against prepaying. And you'd have to return that car completely empty to get the full value of buying prepaid gas. Otherwise, you're just buying gas for Avis and Budget or whoever. Quick note, make sure you have time to refill the tank before you return the rental. If you don't prepay and you don't fill up, they are going to charge you like they have refilled that car with liquid gold. For more tips, head to workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Not much surprises me anymore, and it seems like every day there's something new to worry about or have concerns about. I mean, with so much out of our control, one thing you can regain control of is your family's financial future with life insurance through SelectQuote. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less. While SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head over to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. SelectQuote is one of America's leading insurance brokers with nearly 40 years of experience, helping over 2 million customers find over $700 billion in coverage since 1985. SelectQuote, their slogan, they shop, you save. So get the right life insurance for you for less at SelectQuote.com/Tom. That's SelectQuote.com/Tom today to get started. That's SelectQuote.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. Paying the bill, they'll tell you it's tightening belts or living lean, but in boardrooms and mansions, it's cash that's welcome back. 51 minutes past the hour. By the way, the Medicare for All bill was introduced by Jayapal, Sanders, and Dingell. And Debbie Dingell, Bernie Sanders, and Pramila Jayapal. And what it does is it over a period of a couple of years, lowers the eligibility age for Medicare so that everybody in the country can sign up for Medicare. It does away with the 20% hole in Medicare, so you no longer have to buy a Medigap policy, including seniors. It provides coverage for vision, dental, and hearing. And this is all a payment program, right? This doesn't have anything to do with how many doctors are in America, how many hospitals are in America, how long you have to wait to see somebody. It literally has no control over any of those things because it's just about paying the damn bills. And it's going to cost $32 trillion over the next decade, whereas the system we have right now is going to cost $55 trillion over the next decade. Average American family right now is spending about $26,000 a year in health insurance. I mean, that's crazy. That's just absolutely crazy. Kim, obviously a lot of it's paid for by employers. Kim in Kansas City, Missouri. Hey, Kim, what's up? What's on your mind today?
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to report on the, we got a report on the gambling, online gambling for the state of Kansas for this year.
Is this something that was just is brand new? You just got it?
Yeah, the revenue for the gambling companies, whoever is FanDuel or whatever they, I don't really know all of them, but the online on your phone, $4 billion was taken in.
Right.
They returned to the it's all earmarked to go to the educational system of Kansas, the schools.
Right.
$19 million they put right into the school's budget.
Out of $4 billion? That's nothing.
Well, you're the first, and I must be the second person that said what? And the Fox News and the TV people said, boy, that's really good. That'll really help out.
You'd think that they would have to kick back like 10% of their profits, you know, $4 billion. Or, oh, you said they brought in $4 billion, so that'd be $400 million.
That's correct. And so a normal person would scratch their head and go, are you kidding me? Yeah. And the politicians say they have a clause in there that in their business plan, they have to make a profit, and so it's based on profit. And this is what people are dealing with the corporations, is that it's another nail in our coffin of middle-class gamblers or somebody trying to whatever, not going to get any money out of these people, you know?
Well, and here's another big caveat. If the state of Kansas is saying we're going to take money from the gambling industry based on the profits that they have, you can reduce profits by simply increasing executive salaries. So if all of the executives of the gambling company start taking $30, $40 million a year as their salary, you just cut your profits by that amount. And so therefore you cut the amount that goes to the state. I mean, that's like that's a loophole you can drive a truck through.
Well, and most of these corporations can find a way to hide this stuff for a while.
Course.
I don't know.
That's one of the easiest ways. You know, depending on the state, they might be able to engage in stock buybacks. But the biggest, you know, most famous way to cut profits is to every small business in America does this at the end of their fiscal year. Right. If you run a small business and you've got, you know, $50,000 sitting in the bank at the end of the year, and you're going to have to pay taxes on that as profit, you distribute it to the, you know, the owner of the company pays himself $50,000 and, you know, to zero out the company at the end of the year. I mean, that's just, you know, that's just how you do it. It's like,
well, I guess people are so numb that they don't even realize, oh, that sounds like a lot of money.
Yeah.
But my school that's down the street, we just spent, I think, $120 million to remodel everything and redo it. And the Chiefs could play on the football field, and the Royals could play on the baseball fields. They're so beautiful.
Wow.
And that's in a community of 50,000 just outside of Kansas City. But Kansas City... I don't know. People just don't listen to what's going on, I don't think.
Yeah. Well, and that's the problem. It's all bread and circus these days. You know, it's all performance art. And you know, Trump going on TV and making his wild claims and, you know, oh, yeah, I did what Obama couldn't do, and we had the best economy ever in the history of America, which is a complete lie. I mean, Trump never even matched Obama's economic numbers, right? But those that kind of performance art is what the networks want, because it draws eyeballs. It's you know, it's performance. They don't want to talk about, you know, hey, you know, the gambling companies made $4 billion and they gave us $19 million. That's crazy. Kim, thank you for the call. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. It's well, we're hitting the top of the hour. On the other side of this break, the spineless, greedy CEOs lining up to kiss Trump's ass. Is this an urgent issue? We'll talk about that. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids' home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, Terry Barr from Civic Media. She is the genie of just about everything will be joining us. We'll talk to the Humane Animal Welfare Society of Waukesha County about their latest adoption event. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
Watch out!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us. This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. Two students are fighting for their lives tonight with two people and a suspect dead after a shooting at a Christian school in Madison, Wisconsin. Here's the police chief, Sean Barnes.
A teacher and three students were treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Two of these have been released and discharged from the hospital. The other two survivors are considered to be in stable condition.
Two students are hospitalized in critical condition with what are described as life-threatening injuries. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call says schools in Wisconsin have been trying to make themselves safer.
Improve hardening at schools, and that's led to locks on the inside of classroom doors and reducing points of entry. Looking at the evidence and seeing that things like a confidential reporting system keep kids safe is also part of it.
Police Chief Sean Barnes says the motive for the shooting was not immediately known. TikTok is asking